Hey, you've reached Bible time. This is Reverend John Marinelli. Our topic today is resurrection power. What does the resurrection of Jesus Christ mean to you? To most people, it says, well, yeah, he was raised from the dead, and, you know, so how does that affect my life? What does it do for me? Well, I want to tell you this morning what's in it for you. When Jesus was raised from the dead, it was proof positive, showing that he indeed was the Son of God. And there were 500 witnesses that saw him ascend into heaven after the resurrection. And from that, disciples who ministered and shared the good news of Jesus, that he paid the price for our sins as the spotless Lamb of God, became the scapegoat for those who have sinned in this world. Because he was a sinless being, he was raised from the dead. He said himself, no man takes my life, I lay it down for my brother. Now, here's how it works for you. His resurrection gives you power, because in that resurrection he defeated death, hell, the grave. He defeated Satan. Satan has no power except what you give him, because of your fear or anxieties or lack of will or strength, that you fall prey to his attacks. But if you stand up in the power of the resurrection of Jesus Christ and you say, you know what? He died for me, and I live because he lives, and I can live because he lives. And his resurrection defeated Satan and defeated all of this death and hell and sickness and disease and everything else. So I can hold on to the resurrection power of Jesus Christ because it came directly from the Holy Spirit. It was the Spirit of God that raised up Christ from the dead. And Paul says if he raised up Jesus from the dead, he'll also quicken or make alive your mortal body. And you will live also. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord, is what Paul said. So there's no soul sleep, there's no transition, it's just a simple bing, I'm there in the presence of my Heavenly Father, in the presence of Jesus, with joy and fullness of life. So where's the sting of death? It does not exist. Oh yeah, we're going to experience it, but it's not going to be the torment and the sorrow and the pain of everybody else. It's going to be a homecoming where we just simply, it's like stepping into another room, another realm. How does that deal with your daily life? It means that you and I can get up in the morning and say, thank you, Jesus, for defeating the devil. Thank you for defeating hell and the grave and sickness and all the other sadness in this world. And I'll stand in your resurrection power, and I'll live in your freedom and worship you. Do that today, won't you? Stand in the name of Jesus. God bless you and have a great day.